الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد، الخالق للإنسان، المنعم عليه بالإيمان، المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: وإذ قلتم يا موسى لن نصبر على طعام واحد فادع لنا ربك يخرج لنا مما تنبت الأرض من بقلها وقثائها وفومها وعدسها وبصلها، قال أتستبدلون الذي هو أدنى بالذي هو خير اهبطوا مصرا فإن لكم ما سألتم، إلى آخر الآية. صدق الله العظيم. Yesterday we spoke about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided the Banu Israel with water in that wilderness of theirs, which they remained there for a period of 40 years. In today's verse, here we discuss the details of how the Banu Israel, the ungratefulness that they displayed before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with food that came to them, which was provided to them from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which came from Jannah, and that was the man and salwa. So here in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, وَإِذْ قُلْتُمْ يَا مُوسَى, remember, O Banu Israel, when you said, O Musa, لَن نَصْبِرَ عَلَىٰ طَعَامٍ وَاحِدٍ, we will never bear, we will never endure eating one type of food. And this refers to the man and salwa that was provided to them from Jannah. So they said, فَدْعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ يُخْرِجْ لَنَا مِمَّا تُنْبِتُ الْأَرْضِ. They said, O Musa, beseech Allah, invoke Allah, supplicate and pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us, that Allah must bring forth for us that which the earth produces. And what that refers to, here Quran mentions a number of things. They wanted to eat the vegetable. This was something that they were accustomed to eating before man and salwa. So here they were being ungrateful because Allah provided them with food from Jannah, but they wanted the food of this earth. So what did they ask for? Quran mentions these are the number of vegetables that they asked for. مِن بَقْلِهَا وَقِثَّائِهَا. They asked for the herbs of this earth, the cucumbers of this earth, وَفُومِهَا, garlic. They asked for adas or basal, they asked for lentils, and they asked for onions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, قَالَ أَتَسْتَبْدِلُونَ الَّذِي هُوَ أَدْنَى بِالَّذِي هُوَ خَيْرٍ. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asked them, then listen, O Bani Israel, are you going to take that which is inferior in exchange for that thing which is better? Are you going to take that thing which is inferior in exchange for that thing which is better? Because man and salwa is coming from Jannah. Now because of this ungratefulness that they displayed before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah addressed them by saying, now, اِهْبِطُوا مِصْرًا فَإِنَّ لَكُمْ مَا سَأَلْتُمْ. This is like the height of nashukriya, as we say. This is that the height of nashukriya and impertinence before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they displayed. So because of this, Allah says that now all of you Bani Israel, you should go down to a city, and there in that city you will get what you ask for. Mufassirin mentioned that the name of the city is Arika, Arika in one view, and some Mufassirin mentioned, Wallahu alam, only Allah knows best which city is meant here in this verse. Then Allah says, وَضُرِبَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الذِّلَّةُ وَالْمَسْكَنَةُ. Because of this rudely behavior and this impertinence of theirs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, on account of that humiliation, disgrace and abasement and poverty was then written upon them. This was then وَضُرِبَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ. Rather, a better translation would be that this was then stamped upon them. And then Allah says, وَبَاءُوا بِغَضَبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. These people then returned with anger and wrath from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side. Why? ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ. One meaning of يَكْفُرُونَ. يَكْفُرُونَ refers to they were ungrateful. But here in Quran we see, كَانُوا يَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ. These people were either ungrateful for the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah gave them, or they were disbelieving in all of the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them in the Sharia of the Torah. وَيَقْتُلُونَ النَّبِيِّينَ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. And Quran says that they would kill the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam unjustly. How many Nabis did Bani Israel kill in their time? It is amazing to see some of Mufassirin mention 300 Anbiya from Bani Israel they killed. Some say more, some say less. Anyway, whatever the amount, whatever the number is, but these people were killing the Anbiya openly. ذَلِكَ بِمَا عَصَوْا وَكَانُوا يَعْتَدُونَ. The reason why they would kill the Anbiya, because every time a Nabi brought a Sharia which did not suit them, which did not suit their whims, their fancies and their desires. So the Banu Israel, they would then kill that Nabi in that time. Allah says, these people returned with this wrath from Allah. Why? ذَٰلِكَ بِمَا عَصَوْا وَكَانُوا يَعْتَدُونَ. Because of the isyan, because of the sin, and because of them transgressing and going beyond all bounds, that is why they have the wrath and the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with them all the time. In the next verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ هَادُوا وَالنَّصَارَى وَالصَّابِئِينَ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَلَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Allah says that indeed the believers and the Yahud and the Nasara and the Sabians, مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, whoever now brings iman in Allah and in the last day, immaterial whatever the past was, whatever the transgression was, if they turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and now become sincere believers, Allah says, they become sincere believers now, they believe in Allah, they believe in the hereafter, and then they do righteous deeds, Allah says that for them will be their reward by Allah. Because whatever was, whatever happened in the past is now made maaf, is now forgiven, because now they are sincere believers. Allah says, وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. And then they should be rest assured that now there is no fear upon them. They shouldn't grieve about anything. Here we see iman in Allah and iman in the last day only. This does not mean that a person does not have to bring iman in the other tenets of faith, like iman in Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, iman in the Rusul, iman in the Kutub. The reason why these two fundamental tenets of faith were brought, and that is iman in Allah and iman in the last day, that is because the problem with the Yahud, Nasara, the Sabi'in, Sabi'in refers to, probably they say, Mufassiri mentioned, most probably it refers to the worshippers of the stars. The idea and the problem is that these people, when it came to iman in Allah, they didn't want to bring iman in only one Allah. They made shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many of them believed in Anbiya, many of them believed in prophets, many of them even believed in the last day. But the problem here is, when it came to iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they associated partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then from this group, many of them, they disbelieved in the hereafter. That is why throughout Quran we see, Allah always draws our attention to what? Bringing iman in Allah and in the hereafter. This always comes together, because this was the main problem that was found in all of these groups, the Yahud, Nasara, Sabin, and the Mushrikeen. Allah says, if you do righteous deeds after bringing iman, then you will get your reward by Allah. Then there is nothing for them to fear in the future, that is in Akhirah, because they are sincere believers. Wa akhir da'wana, alhamdulillah.